Thank you for calling Universal Laser Systems. If you know your party's extension number, please dial it now. Otherwise, please choose from one of the following options. For a staff directory, press pound. For the technical service department, press 3. Sales department, press 4. For further assistance, press 0 or remain on the line for the operator.
So, got some good news for you. I'm sorry for the delay.
Universal Laser Systems, how may I direct your call?
Hey, it's Patrick with Cardiff again. Could you chase me to David?
David?
Perkins.
Perkins, okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is this David?
Yes.
Hey, David, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today, man?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Almost out for the weekend, right?
Oh yeah, man. I'm geared up. Always good to get away and, you know. Well, even for a little while helps a little bit, you know.
Calm down, right?
Yeah, we always have stuff going. We try to get stuff done on Saturday and then Sunday we try to relax a little bit.
I gotcha. You guys are out there in Scottsdale, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So where are you located?
We're out in San Diego, actually.
Okay. Because I think it said thing had Del Mar on there, because I used to work in San Diego.
Oh, yeah? What part?
The airport road, just the other side of the stadium and just by the airport over there.
Oh, right. Yeah. What was it you were doing out here?
I was with what used to be Teledyne Technologies. They were Teledyne Interconnect Devices, and they became Teledyne Technologies, and now they're not there anymore, so.
Oh, jeez. How long ago was that?
That was like 2003. That was a long time ago. I did have a phone interview with AutoSplice.
Oh, nice.
End of last year. Oh, no, actually, it was the first of this year before I got this job.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Because I was living in Poway, but I had to rent a house, and then I had to move downtown to DiMaggio Apartments over there. I don't know if they're still there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure if they are, actually.
In the middle of downtown.
Right.
But they were redoing the downtown. They were giving it a facelift, and now it's all done. I was here not long ago, and wow, it looked good.
Yeah, definitely. Are you from San Diego, too, or?
No, I was originally, I wasn't born in Texas, but I grew up there, and then I moved out to the Bay Area with my wife to get a job with what was in FCI Berg, part of, used to be the old Berg Group, and they got bought out by Framatone in Europe, and so, you know, I worked for them for a little over a year.
Oh, nice.
I actually built the house up there in the East Bay, in Brentwood.
Right, I don't know where that is.
Oh, do you? Okay, I didn't know if you knew the rest of that.
My dad's from, he's up in San Francisco, so.
Oh, okay, well then you know the East Bay.
Yeah.
You go over the $1 million hill, you used to call it to Tracy, and it goes, the temperature jumps up 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It's really flat, you know.
Right. So, you've been all over the West Coast then, huh?
Yeah, I used to go up to Oregon and Washington and do some work up there when I was with another company.
Wow.
Back before when. That was before St. Helens blew its top, too. It was really a beautiful mountain.
Oh, I never got to see that.
The Fujiyama Mount volcano.
Wow.
It was gorgeous until it... Yeah, it's not so pretty. And half of it's gone, you know.
Yeah, I was really young when that happened. But I actually moved down from San Diego from Oregon, so I know all about the Pacific Northwest as well.
Yeah, we were in Beaverton. We were in, I was trying to think of all the places we went. I didn't get up all the way northwest Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was down around the conjunction of the two states, you know.
Oh, that's cool. You've been, you know, quite all over then, huh?
Yeah, I used to do a lot more traveling with the other jobs that I had, and I was going all over the place.
Now you're just settled out there in Arizona, huh?
Yeah, we do travel some. It just depends on, you know, if we got a trade show somewhere or whatever. But, you know, we do travel some, and, you know, I don't know if, because I did go to Germany right after I started here. And that's the first time I'd been to Europe. I had been to a lot of other places, but I hadn't been to Europe, so that was a nice trip. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, geez. Get a vacation a lot.
There.
Definitely. Well, hey, so I just had a few things I wanted to clear up with the John Curtis real quick. I know the terms we had negotiated with them, it looks like we had 25% deposit and then 75% on the ship date.
I think it's what my boss is, because I'm so new here. I'm like 6 months here. And I think what I heard that they kind of normally do. I'm not really, don't get on the end of it, but, you know, since we're in sales, we're close to the transactions at least, you know, and we do work on quotes and stuff. But I think I heard him say that's what they kind of normally do.
Okay. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to kind of go over that. Are those negotiable terms for you guys, or are those, like, set in stone?
Ooh, good question. That would be a better
question for Chris.
Boss? Yeah. Yeah, he's been here like 6 years, and so he knows that a lot better.
All right, yeah.
I'm not sure if it is or not. I know they have different types of terms and different types of payment methods, so I think there's something going on differently that you can do.
Okay, so, no, it's fine. I just know, because we're basically from John Curtis, we're getting them a few different pieces of equipment from a few different vendors. I know you guys are one of them, so we just wanted to kind of nail that out and kind of get... Well, my underwriter was told me that we needed to get 75%. We need to flip that around for the 75% on deposit and then 25% on the ship. So I wanted to talk to Chris about that, or I thought you could, but it's fine. I can go ahead and, you know, work it out with Chris. But
yeah, he's not here. Otherwise, we could get right on the phone with him.
Okay. Is he already off for the weekend?
Oh, no. He's just out of the building right now. But, you know, you can... probably either leave him a message to call you back or send him an email or both.
Okay. I'll probably end up doing both, but yeah, that works as well. But yeah, just basically what I needed to go over with him on that. But other than that, we got everything just about taken care of. And then I think yesterday you had emailed me when we were expecting to get you guys the purchase order.
Oh, I said that this morning. They were trying to...
Oh, this morning, you're right.
Said that they were looking for... inventory adjustments to be get an idea of
right for the end of the year
coming in, because they're going to stop shipping on between the 30th of November and December the 2nd to do their inventory stuff. So they trying to get an idea if there's anything else coming in. They need to schedule it out. You know, that's why he was asking about it.
I gotcha. Yeah, this one just to fill you in too. We're in the final processes with John Curtis. So right now they're mailing the check out to us, and then. And we're looking to get this taken care of probably next week is when you guys can expect that. So,
tell him that's what probably looking at.
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be probably something more around next week-ish, but, you know, definitely something pretty soon, so you guys won't have to, you know, wait till the end of the year on that. And I know John was looking to get this pretty soon for us, too. So.
And I guess you saw the other part. We did have one guy that worked with our channel partners, kind of like our reps, you know, sort of kind of like a rep. And he was they got a leasing guy to work with a group out in California that was buying one of the systems. So what's going on is we've got some couple of guys here starting to look in some other financing options. So I forwarded that stuff over to them.
Sweet, thank you. Yeah, I figured, I know we were dealing with you guys, and you guys are the vendors, and you know we pretty much finance everybody. So I was like, you know, might as well help you guys out, help us out. We can definitely, you know, get you guys closing
really
some more deals.
So we have to look for someone else.
Exactly.
Usually we'll work it out, but we've had that one that came up out in California. I thought, oh, well, I've got some other people that are doing that, and I saw yours. I thought, oh, we'll just give that to them to look at, too.
Exactly, yeah, and that's why I shot you over that real quick, because, that's, you know, typically what we do with vendors, too, because we typically approve about 9 out of 10, even on, you know, past bankruptcies. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, on a lot of those vendors where they have, you know, the clients that banks can't approve or whatever, we can, you know, take care of just about everybody for you, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that they're starting to look into, because we've been having to deal with our rep guys. And it has been issues that came up more, so much more like that, we're thinking, wow, we may be losing business because these people just can't finance it right up front, you know?
And, yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, we don't want to hear that from your guys then,
yeah.
too. I mean, you know, we want you guys closing as many deals as you can, right? You know, like,
yeah,
we want everybody
exactly.
to be successful, and, you know, we can get right. those closed for you. You know, that's more for everybody, so
oh, yeah.
definitely an option for us. And we have a really fast turnaround over here as well, so, you know, if you guys ever
yeah.
come across anybody like that, you could just shoot me over their application.
Excellent.
I can get you some answers within probably a day or two, but
oh,
yeah, is that pretty much up to Chris or?
Yeah, well, no, that's why he sent it, because we're in. It's kind of like the upfront. It's kind of like the guy when you know, like when you go buy a car,
mm-hmm.
they give it over to the financial officer guy, and you can mm-hmm. fill out the rest of the stuff. But then
okay.
they do the upfront stuff, like showing you the equipment and
right, right.
follow up and you know, explaining and all this stuff. That's what we do.
Okay.
So we're kind of tied to the financial guys, but we don't really we're not directly
strapped down.
Yeah. So we have to kind of give it to somebody else to look at, but he can let you know if you give him a message.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Call if I see him, you know. So.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and try him right after this as well. But yeah,
okay.
definitely, if you want to just relay that message for me, because you know
yeah.
we really do that pretty typically, and I mean anybody like that you guys you know had those customers where you can just you know. Pass them along to us. We can get that squared away for you.
Oh, cool. All right.
All right.
Hey,
and
man.
Then, yeah, do you maybe have a... Could you transfer me to Chris, or do I just got to recall and enter his extension?
Oh, he's not in his office. Yeah, you'll have to... I can transfer you to the extension, leave him a message there.
Yeah, that works, and I'll shoot him an email, too.
Okay, man. Thanks for
all right,
calling,
David. Man. Yeah, anytime, man. If you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, David. Yeah, bye.
All right.
Office of Chris Campbell. He is either on the phone or temporarily away from his desk. Please leave a detailed message after the tone or dial 0 for assistance. Thank you.
After the tone, please record your message. When finished, you may hang up to deliver the message or press pound for more options.
Hey Chris, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. I actually just talked to David about it a little. Just wanted to kind of go over the terms for that John Curtis deal that we are financing for them. Kind of work that out with you as well. Give me a call whenever you have a chance. You can reach me here at 858-252-1481. And I'll also shoot you over an email real quick. I know you're not in the office. But yeah, look forward to hearing back from you. Talk soon. Thanks, Chris.